January 23rd, The Daily Stoic. The truth about money. Let's pass over to the really rich. How often the occasions they look just like the poor. When they travel abroad, they must restrict their baggage. And when haste is necessary, they dismiss their entourage. And those who are in the army, how few of their possessions they get to keep. Seneca, on Consolation to Halvia. 12.1.b2. The author, F. Scott Fitzgerald, who often glamorized the lifestyles of the rich and famous in books like The Great Gatsby, opens one of his short stories with the now classic lines, "Let me tell you about the very rich. They are different from you and me." A few years after this story was published, his friend, Ernest Hemingway, teased Fitzgerald about writing, "Yes, they have more money." That's what Seneca is reminding us. As someone who was one of the richest men in Rome, he knew firsthand that money only marginally changes life. It doesn't solve the problems that people without it seem to think it will. In fact, no material possession will. External things can't fix internal issues. We constantly forget this. And it causes us so much confusion and pain. As Hemingway would later write of Fitzgerald, he thought the rich were a special glamorous race, and when he found they weren't, it wrecked him as much as any other thing that wrecked him. Without a change, the same will be true for us. A year with C.S. Lewis on authority. There are three things that spread the Christ life to us: baptism, belief, and that mysterious action which different Christians call by different names: Holy Communion, the Mass, the Lord's Supper. At least those are the three ordinary methods. I cannot myself see why these things should be the conductors of the new kind of life. But, though I cannot see why it should be so, I can tell you why I believe it is so. I have explained why I have to believe that Christ was and is God. And it seems plain as a matter of history that he taught his followers that the new life was communicated in this way. In other words, I believe it on his authority. Do not be scared by the word authority. Believing things on authority only means believing them because you've been told them by someone you think trustworthy. 99% of the things you believe are believed on authority. I believe there is such a place as New York. I've not seen it myself. I could not prove by abstract reasoning that there must be such a place. I believe it because reliable people have told me so. The ordinary man believes in the solar system, atoms, evolution, and the circulation of the blood on authority, because the scientists say so. Every historical statement in the world is believed on authority. None of us have seen the Norman conquest or the defeat of the Armada. None of us could prove them by pure logic as you prove a thing in mathematics. We believe them simply because people who did see them have left writings that tell about them. In fact, on authority. A man who jibbed at authority and other things, as some people do in religion, would have to be content to know nothing all his life. From Mere Christianity. In 1926, Lewis gives his first lecture as a don in the English school at Oxford, entitled Some 18th Century Precursors of the Romantic Movement. Jesus Calling. It's all right to be human. When your mind wanders while you are praying, don't be surprised or upset. simply return your attention to him. Share a secret smile with him, knowing that he understands. Rejoice in his love for you, which has no limits or conditions. Whisper his name in loving contentment, assured that he will never leave you or forsake you. Intersperse these peaceful interludes abundantly throughout your day. This practice will enable you to attain a quiet and gentle spirit, which is pleasing to him. As you live in close contact with him, the light of his presence filters through you to bless others. Your weakness and woundedness are the openings through which the light of the knowledge of his glory shines forth. His strength and power shows themselves more effective in your weakness. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:6. Instead, it should be that your inner life, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. 1 Peter 3:4. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to know, to show, that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. 2 Corinthians 4, 6-7. But he said to me, "My strength and power are made perfect, fulfilled and completed, and show themselves most effective in your weakness." 2 Corinthians 12:9.